It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or Paris. You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A message that we got from one of our listeners says the following. Can you highlight this, A and J? I work for a well-known sports store called... As you know, all shops have been playing Christmas music non-stop and Fairy Tale of New York is played once an hour. I find the F word very triggering because as a young gay man, I've been called that word many times and still get it shouted at me. Even hearing the word brings back memories of me being bullied when I was at school and openly gay. Anyway, I asked my boss to please stop playing the song and he said no. Even though I told him that it triggers me. He won't do it. I'm not a snowflake, but I don't understand why he won't remove the song that has such a triggering word. Can you highlight this? And that is from one of our listeners. I've forgotten his name. What's his name?
Jamie.
Okay, Jamie. Thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us. So, Jamie, this is an ongoing debate about the use of the word faggot in the song Fairy Tale of New York.
Well, it's not really about whether or not the word should be removed from the song. I don't believe it should be removed from the song. I've always said that. But this is not about the song. This is about a young gay man. He's 27 years of age, by the way. He's not, he's not an old lad or anything. He's only 27. This is about a man finding a word triggering because it brings back memories of him being bullied. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
And when he hears that word, and you're all going to be shocked by my opinion on this, but my opinion is very firm on this, I have to say. I think he has every right to be offended. And I think for the sake of, like, put it this way, you wouldn't play a song in a bar or in a shop with the N-word in it if it was black people. Well, you wouldn't anyway. So why not just play a different version of the song if it makes a member of your staff feel uncomfortable?
Because the song was written at a certain period of time and Shane McGowan explains the lyrics of the song and He basically said it was to fit in with the character of the woman in the song.
Let me get this straight, because people are going to get annoyed at me. I'm not offended by the word, okay? I don't think the word is offended, okay? Or offensive, okay? But I'm not a gay man who has had that shouted at me for years. So I don't think, unless you're gay, you don't have a right to say that the word is not offensive. Because there's loads of people, when we put this up on our Facebook page, loads of people are commenting and going, oh, it's only a word, it's only a word. That is easy for you to say. Supposing today, on today's podcast, I kept using the word retarded, okay? I kept saying, oh, this is retarded, that conversation. And someone, say a listener by the name of Joanne came on the show, yeah, and Joanne wasn't making sense. Joanne, would you stop? You're retarded. People would have, especially if you have someone who is got a mental disability in your life, you would be very offended by that, okay? So my point is that all the people who don't find the word faggot offensive, including myself, that's because it's never been shouted at you. That's because you've never been called one in public.
I know, okay, and that's fine. However, the use of the word in that particular song...
It doesn't matter what the use of it is.
This is what Shane McGowan said. He said, the word was used by the character because it fitted with the way she would speak and with her character. She's not supposed to be a nice person or a wholesome person. She's a woman of a certain generation at a certain time in history.
That's not the issue. That is not the issue.
So that's why the word is in there. That's why he wrote that word, to fit the woman's character.
That is okay.
So we want to rewrite history.
No, you're completely missing. Okay, why? I happened to be listening to a radio station in the car yesterday. It was FM 104 I was listening to, and they've beeped out the word faggot. Why have they done that?
I don't know. You'd want to get onto them.
No, but why have they done that, do you think?
Obviously, because some people are taking offence of the word. Let's have a listen to both versions. So the record company has actually released a version to radio stations that has a re-recording of the line, you cheap, lousy faggot. So let's have a listen to the original version first of Fairy Tale of New York. All right, so that's the original version of Fairy Tale of New York. Now, have a listen to the way the record company have released an edited version of it. They've re-recorded it. That line was taken from a Kirsty MacColl concert, and they edited it into the song.
So even Kirsty MacColl, before she died, had decided to change the word as well. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the word faggot in the song. People are getting me all wrong. You're getting annoyed with me over nothing. I don't have a problem. But things have changed. We no longer use the N-word, whereas my mother and father's generation back in the day, nigger was a colour. Black. You could get nigger shoe polish. Mm. You don't say that anymore. In the same way, when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, I had a gollywog dog. You can't get gollywog dogs anymore.
Gollywog dolls, not a gollywog dog.
Sorry, gollywog doll. So things change is what I'm saying. And if this person is working in a shop and he's offended by that song and that song brings back bad memories, who the fuck, God forgive me, are any of you to tell him he's a snowflake? Because you weren't bullied. You didn't have that word shouted at you on a daily basis. You don't know what it's like to be gay and to have that used as a slur. It's a word I've always hated, by the way. I hate the word faggot.
I'm not a fan of it myself, I have to be honest.
It's a word I would never use. It's just...
But the argument is that the use of the word in the context of that song, she's not calling him gay. Okay, it's not a gay slur.
Again, you're not listening to what I'm saying, okay? The young gay man, and sorry, I got his name wrong because he just messaged me. Sorry, Justin, I called you Jamie. Sorry, it's Justin. The young man, Justin, who's offended by this word, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Triggered by the word, is gay. So he has that right. You don't have a right to say it's not an offensive word.
I'm merely saying that it wasn't written in that way. It was written for a character, and I understand that the word is triggering for...
That's all.
Even the character and the context that she's using the word...
It doesn't matter. It's still...
She's not using the word as a gay slur.
It doesn't matter. So hang on. So if there was a song that came out next week, yeah, and it was, I have a son, he's retarded... You would all lose your fucking mind over that.
But in fact, yes. The Black Eyed Peas actually originally. Have it here. Have a listen to this.
Everybody, get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Come on. Get retarded. Come on. Get retarded. Get retarded. Yes, get retarded.
Now, that version of Let's Get It Started was the original version that had to be re-recorded because of the use of that word in the UK and Ireland being a slur.
It's a disgusting word, and everybody's saying, oh, snowflakes, blah, blah, 2023, blah, 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 blah. You can't say anything. If you had a child with a mental or physical disability, yeah, and you heard someone referring to that child as retarded, you would lose your fucking mind. You would complain to everybody.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm very annoyed with you, Adrian.
Why so?
I can't believe that you're actually justifying a word with a child who was bullied. Weren't you bullied?
I was bullied, yeah.
You were bullied, and you still say exactly what that...
I understand how the word faggot triggers that young gay man because he was bullied and called a faggot, yeah? I understand why it triggers him. However, I'm merely arguing that that word in that song is not even used in that way.
Do you know that going back a few years ago, Lawrence Fox, who we all know is far right, he tweeted about banning the word because it went against freedom of speech, etc., etc. And Shane McGowan actually came back and said if it was in his hands, he would retract the word. That he didn't want to be associated with far-right ideology.
Okay, but a couple of years ago, he explained the use of the word as fitting with the character in the song. She's not a nice person. She's not a wholesome person.
Yeah.
She's a woman of a certain generation at a certain time in history.
Yeah. So, but if you look back at all the words that are banned now, they were all used at a certain time, in a certain time of history. Like, if you look at it, what used we sing? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch it.
By the toe, yeah.
By its toe. We don't use that anymore. We're not allowed to sing the word ba, ba, black sheep anymore. There are certain things that are triggering for people. And if this triggers him, like, it doesn't for me. I don't mind it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not against it. I'm not. But I'm looking at it from his side.
No, I get that. But it's like rewriting history.
The use
of the word in that song is not a gay slur.
It doesn't matter. He's being called
it. It doesn't matter. Like, Adrian, the thing is, if you look back through all of the years, right, that word was always used as a gay slur.
Correct.
If you called any child boy an F or he's gay or anything like that, the amount of men in this country who have committed suicide for things like that, a lot of women try it, but they don't succeed, whereas men do. You know, and like, this is triggering for him. How would that shot feel if he went home and did something tonight? Because they wouldn't retract.
Well, over Fairy Tale
song.
Of New York.
Well, it's triggering for him. Why not? You cannot. How dare you sit there, Adrian, and say, geez, he's going to go home and commit suicide tonight. You don't know what he's feeling. He's been bullied because of that word.
I understand all of that. I get all of that.
But if you understand all of that, how can you turn around and nearly back the people?
Okay, so the boss in this particular shop has been approached, has been asked to stop playing that song because Justin finds it triggering. You think the boss should take it off the playlist, basically?
He should take it off the playlist. For God's sake, this is his mental health. Isn't this what we're always talking about now? That young men cannot talk about their mental health, about things that trigger them because of society. And a lot of society still don't agree with gay marriage, with gay people, with everyone out there. So if this triggers him and it affects his mental health, then God help that chap if he does do something stupid. It's one song. If he walks into another shop and it's playing, he can walk out. This is his place of work where he is meant to be comfortable.
Okay, well, let me ask you then. Let me ask you, and Jeremy mentioned a couple of minutes ago of one radio station in Dublin playing the re-recorded version of it. Do you think all radio stations should do that?
No, I don't think they should, because you have the choice to turn it off. This is what I'm saying. I don't agree with censoring it, but what I do agree with is taking it down because it triggers one of your employees. It's one song.
And I think a lot of people, by the way, Angela, I think a lot of people are very stupid about this. They're getting confused between the word offended and triggered. Triggered and offended are two completely different things, Edwin. In other words, someone who is a victim of a sexual assault, can get triggered if there's a scene in a movie involving a rape or a sexual. That's what a trigger is, okay? So there's a difference.
Okay, stay there for one second, Angela.
Adrian, can I just say as well, right? I mind kids, okay? And in the past, let's say 6-7 years, I've had kids come home to me who are upset, and their parents who are upset because they've been called gay and the F word in school. And they're not like, well, they could be, they're not, but it's still used offensively. So if we take it out of society as being used offensively, then it's a lot better. And as I said, take down one song. That's all it is.
Okay, all right. Stay there for one second, Angela, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to Alison. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Alison.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. You've heard what Angela has said, that this shop that this young man Justin works in should remove the original version of Fairy Tale of New York.
No, I think they're reading too much into it. Like, it's a Christmas song. It's been out a year, so it's never been like problems. It happens every year. Christmas comes around. It's always a Fairy Tale of New York because of the lyrics in it. I think it's ridiculous. Too many snowflakes this time of year.
Okay, the argument here is you can't tell Justin not to be offended because as a young man, he was bullied and constantly called a faggot.
Of course not. We understand that, like, you know what I mean? But you can't expect him to stop playing a Christmas song because he's offended of that, like, you know what I mean? The song's out for years.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, there is no, even if Justin is offended, there is no need for him to be offended.
No, not really. Like, I mean, like, I know people who are gay and they wouldn't take offense to the song. Like, you know what I mean? It's more like on that thing. No, I know everybody is different and all. Like, I think they wear the same brush, but it's only a song. You can't take offense to a song.
But these gay friends who aren't offended by the word in the song, and I have gay friends who aren't offended by it either, yeah? But if one of your gay friends, if I was to meet him in the street and I said, what's the story, you faggot? He'd be offended by that, wouldn't he?
No,
of course he would. No, he would.
No,
of course
he wouldn't. You don't know him. You don't know him. So how can you say that he would if you don't know him?
Because I'm
telling you that he wouldn't because
if
I know
If I use the word as a slur towards him, I'm telling you now he would be offended. If someone called him a faggot.
Okay, so if every woman in this world gets called a bitch or a tramp every day, do we get offended every day because of it? No, but we don't. We bite our tongues and get on with it. You can't moan and groan about everything that happens in the world. Like, and it's a song that's out in years. It's not as if it's only out 2 years.
In fact, talking of that, some radio stations in the UK have also blanked out the word slut out of the song because that causes offence. Do you think that's ridiculous?
I don't know, really.
Are you offended by the word slut?
No, I don't get called it, so I shouldn't be.
Right, okay. So, Angela, Alison is basically saying there's nothing to see here. There's no need to even be having this conversation about getting rid of the word.
She just can't take the blame for anything like that.
Sorry, hang on,
Alison,
I can't hear both of you. Sorry.
I was asked a question.
Go on.
She just contradicted herself. She turned around and you said, are you offended by the word slut? And she said, no, I'm not called it, so why should I be? Well, he was called a faggot, so he's offended by it. What do you say about that, Alison?
okay, so that's his opinion. It doesn't mean that he has to not get the song taken down because he's offended. Like I said,
yes,
everybody gets offended every day.
Yes,
it doesn't mean that everything has to change for other people.
The thing is, Alison, you're not inside in a job, right? Sitting down. If you were called a slut for years when you were younger and you're sitting inside in work and there's a song being played constantly every day, that's what's triggering him. It's, as you say, it's one word. Well, it's one song. It's one song. And he's triggered by it. Were you bullied when you were younger, Alison? Were you bullied when you were younger?
No.
No. So you don't know how he feels?
No.
Yes, you're in
question.
Of course
I know how he feels. My sister was bullied. My sister was bullied. My son was bullied there 2 years ago. Of course I know how he feels. I know how people feel when it's bullied. No matter what age it is. No matter what age, bullying is not acceptable.
What was your son called? What was your son called?
What? He wasn't called anything. Of being bullied isn't an effect of being called something.
What? No, you're not making
This
young man was bullied, being called a faggot, and it triggers him. Are you?
Well,
what part of that are you not listening to?
Oh, I'm listening. I think everybody can listen. I think everybody can hear you. I think you're glad that you're open so everybody can hear you to get your point across. But like I said, there's too many snowflakes and too many clouds. What's going to happen next year? We can't even say blah, blah, black sheep in school anymore. We might for that point. Where the hell have you ever... Yeah, okay, we can, yeah. Okay, we can.
Yeah. What
tell me what school that lets you say bye bye black sheep. Go on, tell me. Tell me. And the rainbow. Go on, tell me because
that.
I'd love to know.
Alison, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with eeny, meeny, my being removed. I don't agree with
you
a lot
don't
being
agree
removed.
With a lot of things that doesn't go your own way. That's what my point is. You have to get your way and then you'll be happy. But when it looks like you're not going to get your own way and you're going to have to suck it up.
Alison, let me just deal with the fact that this guy, Justin, hates the word faggot. He's triggered by the word faggot, and he's been forced to listen to that song over and over and over again, and his boss is refusing to remove it. Can you understand why he's upset?
Where he's coming from, but if the boss was a nice man, he could just not play it when he is on, like, on shift. Like, you know, when he's in work, he can play it, not play it. And when he's not in work, he can play it. But that's up to the boss's, like, opinion. Like, do you know what I mean? I kind of talk for his boss.
All right. Stay on the line there for 1 second, Angela, if you can, please. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a text, a WhatsApp, or do what Eddie did and send us a WhatsApp voice note.
How are you, lads? If that fella worked for my company and I was a gaffer and he came up to me and says, can you not play that song because I'm offended, I politely turn around and say, if you don't like how we do things here, you're more than welcome to put your notice in. Sick and tired of these fucking Karens choosing to be offended about everything. My nanny 40 years ago used to call all the kids that were messers faggots. Oh, he's a little faggot, because that was the old Irish terminology. You're just a messer, a little clown, little wally. Your man's choosing to be offended. Just get over yourself. Fucking once a year, for a couple of weeks a year, you're going to hear this song, a brilliant song, and you have a problem with it. Absolute arsehole.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just before the break there, we heard from Eddie, who was saying he's sick of Karens, and I am as well, by the way, Eddie. He's sick of Karens and people getting offended easily. Eddie, a couple of weeks ago, we were going to talk about a topic about the dangers,
electric scooters,
about the dangers of electric scooters, and you messaged us several times to say that it was insensitive. You were actually becoming a Karen that day. You said it's insensitive to talk about the dangers of e-scooters when someone's being killed on them. You shouldn't talk about it. It's insensitive That makes you a Karen as well, Eddie. The point I'm trying to make, and I'm not being petty about this, Eddie, the point I'm trying to make is we all have things that we think are inappropriate. And you, for that day, got your knickers in a fucking knot over us talking about bicycles because someone had been killed on a bicycle and you thought it was insensitive. So you're as big of a Karen as everybody else is. Just people have different trigger points, okay? That's all it is. I said on Friday's podcast, it was very badly worded, and a couple of people messaged me who were upset about it, and they said something about autism. I think it was, it must be terrible to have a child with autism, is what I said. And what I meant to say is...
No, you said playing the autistic card.
No, but the other thing was I said it must be terrible to have a child with autism. What I meant was challenging. And a good few parents that had children with autism said, "How dare you say that? It's not. It's not. It's." And I said, "Well, I meant challenging. The point I'm trying to make is we all have things. There's not one person that isn't offended by just one
by
thing.
Something,
by,
yeah,
something. By something. And you, Eddie, you claiming that you're all for free speech and all that. You're offended by stuff as well."
Neil sent us this message, annoyed at Angela.
My fucking bollocks. Life is life. Get fucking over it. It's the best song going. Bully me bollocks. We all have to. We all got fucking bullied, all right? We all got bullied, including myself, okay? Get fucking over it. Take the word fact. The BBC did it. They put it back in. Tell them to fuck right off.
Angela, you still there?
I sure am.
What do you say to that? F right off, he said.
Oh, well, that's his opinion. But you see, what nobody's listening to the fact that you might have been bullied. Were you called a faggot? No, you were bullied. It's not because of that. And Alison, she's just totally contradicting herself the whole time. She's, in one word, she's saying, oh, in one sentence, she's going, oh, just sit down, go into work and listen to it. And then in another one, she's going, well, if that boss was nice, he'd play it when he's not there. Like, Jesus Christ, make your mind up.
Okay, but stay there a second, because Jessica, you're annoyed listening to Angela, are you? Why?
Oh, Angela, seriously, Justin needs to grow the fuck up. This is coming from a gay woman, by the way, who calls back in nearly 7 days a week. Do you know what I do? I let it slide off my back because I couldn't give a fuck. If someone calls me, I'm like, yeah, tell me something new. He needs to get over himself.
But Jessica, do you know what the thing is, right? I'm the same. For all my life, I've been called.
Tell me the thing, Angela. Please tell me the thing.
Jess, would you listen? I was called fat. I was called ugly. Jess, you asked me a question.
No, you've been running your mouth for about 10 minutes now. You've been running your mouth
Shut
for
up.
10 minutes.
Did you ask me a question?
It was a rhetorical question. I wasn't actually looking for an answer. It was rhetorical.
Well, don't ask a question if you don't want a fucking answer, you knob.
Learn what rhetorical means and then come back to me.
Okay, hang on. Ladies, let's... hang on. Jessica, you're a gay woman. You've been called faggot regularly, and you're not in any way offended by the use of that word in that song.
Look at the message that I sent a couple of weeks ago. Fat and faggot in the same sentence. I'm like, yeah, tell me something new. Tell me something I don't know. If you let a word offend you, or if you get triggered by it, then you're the one with the problem, and you need to look in the fucking mirror. Get
but
over
that's
yourself.
You, Jess. That's you, okay? This is somebody else. This is a young man. Who grown up in? Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that it was easy growing up in Ireland as a gay woman?
No, it wasn't easy. But you know what? I was his manager. No. I said, you know what, Justin? You need to grow up. You need to grow the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but Jess,
you're a
strong person, right? Jess, you're a strong person, and I admire you. I do admire you, but
are
I
you
do not admire
your
the fact that you
say why he's wrong.
I do not admire the fact that you are telling a young gay man in Ireland to get over himself because something triggers him. Shame on you.
Gay. The chap's older than me and he's a fucking baby. Like, cop the fuck on.
You cannot tell anyone how to feel when they're being bullied or triggered. You can't.
You're on here saying,
oh, just get over it, and it's one word. Well, if it's one word, it's one song. Remove the song. Well,
okay, Jessica,
one
there
word
is also.
To him, then he has a bit of a problem.
Okay, there is also. It is possible for this shop to play the edited version of the song. Still play the song, but just the edited version.
One beat.
It's not the same, though, is it? It sounds ridiculous. It's fucking dirt. And like I said, if you're offended by a word, then maybe you have the problem. And you know what? If I was a manager, I'd say, look, if you don't like it, there's the door. I'm not telling him to stay. If he doesn't like it, he knows what to do. Fuck off, ship off, and get a new job.
You're disgusting.
Jessica, what you're doing?
That kind of
Jessica,
analogy.
What you're doing is you're normalizing bullying, Jessica. What you're saying is if you're being bullied by a certain word, just get over it. Like I would never.
Get over
I'm trying to tell him if he's meant to be such a proud gay man, then own the word. Be like, yeah, I am.
Jessica, if in your workplace, if you heard somebody referring to you as, if someone says, "Where's Jessica?" I don't know where the dyke is. You would be offended. Now you would, being called a dyke. You would. It's an offensive word.
We called everything under the sun. Nothing actually gets to me anymore.
Anymore.
That's what I mean.
But it did.
You try being 12 years old, Angela, and getting called a fat cunt that you should jump in front of a bus. You try getting called that 12 years old.
I have been. I was trying to say that when you kept interrupting me. I've grown up being overweight. I've been grown up being called fat.
Are you going to keep running your mouth?
Being called, yeah. But Jessica, I was bullied when I was younger.
You've been running your mouth for the past 20 fucking minutes now.
Every time you say something to me,
and everything that's coming out of your mouth is BS.
Every time I try and answer you on something, you interrupt me. What I'm saying is, I grew up being called fat. I grew up being called a heifer. I was actually called a heifer only a couple of years ago because of my weight. Right?
Damn.
And it wasn't nice.
What's your point?
My point is, as you said, you try growing up being called fat.
I was.
And you see, Jess, the thing is, now I have told you how I was bullied when I was younger about being fat, but I should just get over it.
Yeah, it's called life. You're going to get told things you don't like. If you don't like it, there's a problem. Like I said, he's not getting forced to stay in that job. He doesn't like it. Fuck off then.
So he, you're saying, get out of your job, leave your job if you're not happy with that song being played, or take the month of December off.
I'd love to, if he leaves the job, I'd love to see him go into a next interview. Why did you leave your previous job? Oh, because they kept playing the song with the word faggot in it, and I was just too precious to handle it.
Not too like, precious to be triggered. How dare you? How dare you put anybody down for being triggered?
Shame on you and the gay community.
The gay community around you should shame you as well. They should shame you. You call yourself a gay person, yet you put somebody else who's gay. You put them down for being triggered.
I do, Angela. When that song comes on, I sing that word with emphasis. I fucking own it. That's what he needs to start doing. He needs to start getting over himself and own the fucking word that's meant to be triggering him so bad.
You see, there you go again. Now you're being patronised and that's triggering you so bad. You're a disgrace.
Okay,
you're
but
a disgrace to the gay community.
Angela, let me read a message that's just come in to us, okay? And it says that Kirsty isn't calling Shane gay. She's calling him a useless, lazy shite. Words have more than one meaning.
I know words have more than one meaning. It's like the colour black. It has more than one meaning when it comes to society, okay? But the fact of the matter is, this young man is gay and he is inside in work having to listen to that every day. As I said, I'm not offended by it. I'm not gay. I don't know what it's like to be triggered by the word faggot, but he is. They should stop playing the song.
Okay, stay there for 1 second.
Can I just bring up a point as well that regularly comes up on this show more than ever? Because I'm just looking at some of the people who are commenting saying it's only a word, only a word. And I recognise some of the words or some of the names here. Anytime we talk about drug addiction, and drug addicts, what word do we use to describe them?
Sometimes you use the word junkie.
I use it all the time. I use the word junkie all the time. And that triggers every single one of you. You always send us in complaints. They're somebody's son. It's somebody's child. They're human beings. Snowflakes much? So you can't, on one hand, give out about us using the word junkie, which I will use, I'll say 5 times, junkie, 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 junkie. Okay? You can't give out about us using the word junkie. Yes, on the other hand, saying, well, faggot is just a word. Get over it. Karens, get over it. So don't pick and choose. My point is, you all have a word that you're triggered by. Your word may happen to be junkie. For Justin, it happens to be faggot because Justin has spent the last 20 years of his life having the word shouted at him.
Jess sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Jeremy, I find you very hypocritical now because only a couple of months back you were saying, the word knacker isn't offensive and all, that's ridiculous. I always say I'm knackered, tired, and now you're defending someone being offended by a word. It's ridiculous. Time to cop on. It's the fucking greatest Christmas song in the world. Like, and he wants it changed for him. Get the boat.
All right, Damien sent us this.
Hi guys, Damien here. I find the word triggering. I wish you'd stop saying it.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, you're annoyed with that voice note that I played from Jess a moment ago.
Again, people not listening to the conversation. They must be listening to a different podcast. First of all, Justin does not want the word taken out of the song. Didn't say that on you. Unless I'm... Did I read a different message? No, he didn't say that. He does not want the word taken out of the song. He doesn't want the song banned. He just asked his boss, who's in the shop, can he please not play the song? Because every time he hears it in his place of work... In the same way, if you were gay and you worked in an office and someone was walking up to you every 2 minutes going, hey, faggot, get a cup of coffee there, faggot. It would trigger you, yeah? Now, the second point you made about the word...
But sorry, again... It is not being used in that context. It is not being used to offend gay people in the song.
It doesn't matter. It's still, but that is the word that is used as a slur. What's the main word that's used as a slur against gay people?
Faggot.
So,
Jay.
Adrian and Jeremy. Interesting topic. It's a word. I mean, if he's triggered by a word, if he's that soft and he gets triggered that easy, he's probably better off staying in and working from home. We can't sanitize the world, okay? We just can't. And these people that want us to sanitize the world are fucking delusional. There's words out there that trigger everybody. So what do? Walk around with a big sign hanging over our necks with a list of words that trigger us so then people won't say them in front of us? I understand he was bullied as a child in school, but that's just part of growing up. Some people were bullied and some people weren't. It's just the way life goes. We can't go around sanitizing life. I mean, for God's sake, we want to toughen up. The world's a rough, tough place. All we're trying to do is fucking make it all nice and cozy for everybody. But I tell you, when the real threat comes, you won't be able to defend yourselves. You'll be all sitting around getting fucking triggered. Well, the real men and the crazy fuckers out there will be pulling the triggers.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Jay. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing, Adrian. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. You sent us a message a while ago.
I want to pull up Jeremy on something there, and a little rant there that he had a moment ago, saying a couple of weeks ago, he's wanted to talk about somebody nearly killed on an electric scooter in Crumlin, and he said that I was offended. I wasn't offended. Hold on, let me speak. When the spotlight's on me, it's my turn, all right? The very same day, somebody died on a scooter in Crumlin. And I merely pointed out to you is that the timing of your topic was very insensitive. And it would be offensive probably to the family if they're listening. That's what I said. Hold on, Jeremy. And then you didn't run the topic. Why didn't you run the topic?
Well, that wasn't the reason.
You probably finally pissed off. You finally seen sense and went... Oh, he's probably right.
No, that's not the reason.
The coincidence was just too... It was too close. It wasn't the right day to run it. The very same day.
Okay, literally...
You had a topic from a guy saying, I nearly killed someone in Crumlin on a scooter. Very same day that happened. And I said to you, if you run that topic today, that's very intensive.
Okay, well, Eddie, we didn't stop the whole podcast. I know you're not that
now,
much of
I wasn't
interview.
Offended.
Okay.
I was you thinking were, no, not only, in case they yeah, were listening.
Okay. So you were offended on... Not only were you offended, you were offended on somebody else's behalf. You were offended that someone...
Why didn't you run that topic that day then?
Because we actually got a different...
Because you knew I was right. You knew I was right.
Okay, the point is, Eddie, that you were offended by something that you thought you were going to hear. So you are a Karen
as
well.
No, I thought it was very insensitive.
No. Yeah, but there you go.
It was very insensitive.
Okay,
it was far too wrong.
Okay, and it's far too raw for Justin to hear the word faggot that he's been bullied about for 20 years. Now you see,
he needs to be educated that 40 years ago when that song came out, the word faggot meant a dosser, a messer, a joker. My nanny 40 years ago used to call all the kids "you little faggot." She wasn't calling us a little bleeding homosexual, and that's why he needs to realize the different connotations. And he's choosing to be offended by a word in a song that is not what he thinks it is. That's what he needs to realize.
But,
do you understand?
But he does take offence by that word. That's the problem. You can't tell him not to be offended.
Hold on. When I used to live in England, I used to eat faggots. They're meatballs and gravy. Should I get offended? No, because words have more than one fucking meaning. And he's choosing the meaning that's going to offend him. He's not seeing the other word meanings. And he needs to go, hold on, in the concept of this song, it's two people rowing. She's not calling her boyfriend a faggot. She's calling him a dosser, a messer. And he needs to understand that. And if I was his boss, I'd turn around and say to him, look, this is it. I'll educate you on the meaning of this song. If you don't like it, fine. You choose to be offended if you want, but am I fuck switching that off? You need to get over yourself.
Again, you can't tell him not to be offended by a word that he's been called all his life.
No, I can't. I can't, but I can educate him. In this instance, in this song, he's choosing to be offended when the word means something completely different. And if he can't see that, that's on him.
Again, you took offence to a proposed topic a couple of weeks ago on behalf of somebody else. And
Adrian,
this guy takes offence.
Hold on, Adrian, that was too raw. The timing was too raw. You wanted to talk about
someone nearly being killed on a scooter
in Crumlin. Very fucking same day someone died on a scooter in Crumlin.
You're talking about raw. Okay, it's too raw. I get you. It's too raw for Justin because he still gets called a faggot every day. So hang on. You can't fight both battles. You have to either take one side.
No, Jeremy.
Eddie, you're not hearing me.
A child lost their life that day. This is completely different.
Well, it's not, you didn't
run that topic that day because maybe you sat down and realised and went, actually, he's probably right. Otherwise, you would have ran it and you didn't run it.
We don't care about offending people on this podcast.
I can't sit down and educate that dead child about being on a scooter, but I can educate this gobshite and say, listen, a word has more than one meaning, and in this instance, it doesn't mean what you think it means. And if he can't
let me ask you, Eddie,
why do you think radio stations are now playing the edited version of the song? Why do you think they're doing that?
Because the whole world has gone fucking snowflake central. That's why.
Stay there for a second.
Everyone's afraid to open their mouth in case you get criticised. If I said to you, define a woman, you'd probably struggle to believe and say it. That's the problem with this word.
And we wanted to do a topic and you got offended because you thought it was too raw. So supposing Justin, God forbid, got so offended that it just got to him, listening to that word all the time and people calling, supposing he did something tragic, would you change your opinion then?
No, because if I talk to him first and educate him on the meaning of the song, and then he done something, again, that's on him.
But the arrogance said
he's taking offence for something that it doesn't mean.
The arrogance of you to think that you can dictate to a gay man whether or not he should be offended by the F word.
I'm not dictating to him. I told you, I'd educate him.
Listen
to the lyrics.
That's
listen
so condescending. That's so condescending.
He's not calling. I didn't call her boyfriend a gay man, is she? No, she's saying you're a bleeding dosser, you're a waster.
It doesn't.
And he can't see that.
All he wants is the song to be taken off the playlist in the shop. That's all he's looking for.
Is that an unreasonable? Is it an unreasonable request?
Very unreasonable. Very unreasonable. Like I said, if you work for me, I turn around and go, listen, mate, if you don't like it, you're more than welcome to hand in your notice and go somewhere else where you like everything. Because you're not. He's now becoming the dictator by telling his boss, I don't want that. He's dictating to him. But that's all right now. Give over.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Fiona. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fiona?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. I'm accepting that card. No, I completely agree with Eddie. He's 100% right in what he's saying. That young lad, he's going to come across a lot worse in his life. And to get triggered, offended, whatever he likes to call it, by a word in a song. If he gets that easily annoyed now, well, God forbid, if something really bad was said to him, how is he going to deal with that? He's just been too soft. It's like snowflake. Just, you need to grow up. The world is just, it's cruel, it's hard. You just need to get on with it.
Okay, Fiona, let me put this, I don't know, do you have children, Fiona?
I do, yes.
Okay, supposing your son was gay and he came home from school crying one day, 15 years of age, he came home from school and you said to him, why are you crying? Oh, there's kids in my class calling me a faggot. You would be down to that school principal like Speedy Gonzales looking for justice, and you'd be right to do so as well. You would.
I wouldn't be down to them because he was called a faggot.
I would be
down to them because he was bloody, because he was gay. The word faggot, my mother, and I'm a girl, obviously, my mother, when we were growing up as kids, oh, you stop acting a faggot there when you're a messing.
But then
you're stop being a faggot.
Yeah, but sorry, sir. Yeah, but hang on, Fiona. Yeah, but 50 years ago, women weren't.
Lots of people.
Yeah, but 50 years ago, women weren't allowed into pubs to drink. They had to drink in the lounge. They couldn't sit in the pub. 50 years ago, women were told to stay at home and stay in the kitchen. We've moved on now. We're a more progressive society.
But they weren't allowed. Why are you not going allowed to stay?
Okay, so you believe...
Are we not allowed to sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas anymore? Has it got to be I'm Dreaming of a Rainbow Christmas? Like, what's going to be next? Where do you draw the line?
Well,
what's going to be the end of it?
Well, I've never heard anybody offended by White Christmas.
Oh, not yet, you have, but I can guarantee you will.
Why is it not a Black Christmas?
Because snow is white, Adrian. Snow is white.
No, but I get the point that that Fiona is making, that, you know, where does this end? Where does this political correctness end?
Well, this is...
Every day there seems to be something else.
But this is just one young gay man, 27 years of age.
You can't even say gingerbread man now, it's gingerbread person. Seriously, I'm making a gingerbread person
That's all nonsense. Yeah, but that's all nonsense, unless you can find me a gingerbread man who's actually offended by it himself. This is about...
There's different genders, and that's a different topic, but they are offended by gingerbread man. How dare it be a man? What about snowman? Snow person.
No, that's all nonsense. But that's
all nonsense. It's happening, and it will happen, and only worse will happen.
All right,
Fiona.
You
have to nip something in the bud before it just progresses, escalates.
Okay, so you think that this guy, Justin, is being ridiculous to want that word taken from, or not to be played in his shop anymore?
I think he's being very immature about what the way he perceives that word in that song.
Okay, so again, supposing your son's teacher calls your son a faggot one day in school. Come here, you little faggot. Would you have a problem with that?
I would not have a problem.
I don't believe
the word is not used in the context that he was gay. If he says, come here, you little queer bastard or whatever, and to spit that word, like, actually says, you know, you're queer, you're gay, you're pervy, whatever. Well, then, of course. But you can't tag it. No, I wouldn't. Not a hope.
But there are certain things, Fiona, that you would find offensive. I think, here's the thing I believe about everybody, yeah? Everybody has this one thing that they would be offended by, okay? They all have this one joke or this one slag. You know, somebody, if you lost someone close to you by cancer, you might be offended by jokes about cancer, yeah? If you have someone who's gay in your family, you will be offended by the word faggot. So it depends.
My family that are gay, and I couldn't be less offended.
Okay, if you were a victim of sexual assault, can you understand how someone who's a victim of sexual assault will be offended by a rape joke, a joke about rape?
A joke. This is a Christmas song.
The point I'm making you, the point I'm making is everybody has that one trigger that they're offended by.
Because somebody somewhere is going to be triggered by absolutely everything, so everything gets cancelled.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just saying I'm the least triggered person that you could possibly meet. But I remember being at a comedian, like I think it was Joan Rivers. I went to see Joan Rivers a few years ago before she died. Now you know
but
me, Adrian. Yeah, I can't be. It's very hard to offend me, and I found 99% of the stuff she says was funny. But then she made a joke about Down syndrome children, and I was offended. I don't have a Down syndrome child, but I was offended by that because I thought that's. So I think everybody has
a cutoff point.
Everybody has a cutoff point, and even you, Fiona, you may not even realise it, but I'm telling you, you have a cutoff point that you would go, that's too far.
That's the cutoff point, of course, and that's gone. That's disgusting, a joke like that.
Oh, no, it's free.
What type of a person she is when you went to see her.
But it's free speech. You can't say anything nowadays. You can't make a joke about Down syndrome children anymore. What's the world coming to? It's ridiculous.
You never have been able to in the first place.
But what's
the point is, the word faggot in that song doesn't mean gay. And do you see all the sluts falling in going, oh, I'm triggered by the word slut.
Well, as I said earlier on, Fiona, some radio stations in the UK have bleeped out the word slut out of the song as well.
What about the scumbags and the junkies and whatever else? What about all them?
All right, I take your point. Thanks very much indeed for your call. I want to just squeeze in a couple more WhatsApps before we wrap this up. This is Darren.
My dad died 8 years ago. So whenever someone uses the word dad or talks about their dad or the father or aunt, should I be offended or triggered? No.
All right, Darren. Laura.
While I agree that the song can be a trigger point for some people, and I'm not disrespecting anyone's feelings, but at the end of the day, Shane McGowan has come forward himself in the past saying that the slur in that song is to mean waster, not in a homophobic way. If the actual meaning of the song was listened to, you'd actually realise that it's about the trials and tribulations of love, and if I'm not mistaken, addiction in some form.
Thanks, Laura. And finally, Rachel.
Hi. If we all take out words that trigger us, we won't have any songs. If he's on a bus in a shopping centre, the song will come on. And what's he going to do then? He needs therapy to deal with his triggers. A stop in the word won't help. He will continue to hear it regardless.
All right, Rachel, thank you very much indeed. He needs therapy, basically, is what she's saying.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. Anyway, I'm just going to remind you all of that. The next time we're talking about junkies on the show and you're all complaining, they're human beings, don't use the word junkie. I'm just going to say to you, it's just a word. But we all do have a trigger, don't we?
Absolutely.
No matter how liberal you think you are as regards to taking offence, no matter how much you think can be thrown at you and you're not offended, you all have that cut-off point where it goes, ah, that's too far. That's too far.
Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.